Welcome to the Free From Mummies podcast, brought to you by Kate and Jade, mates, mums, and allergy and asthma advocates.
Happy New Year and welcome back for episode one of series two. It's really nice to be back. Kate and I are really excited. We have a talk in this episode all about our support group, Kate's mega achievement, and just generally how things were over the Christmas period. So a bit of a catch up for us. We hope you enjoy. We're also really excited to have Jules and Rachel who've joined our podcast team. So say hello to them at the Free From Mummies podcast on Instagram, and I'm sure they'll be popping on the show at some point as well. So yeah, we hope you enjoy and let us know what you think. Take care.
Happy New Year.
My God, I feel like we just wrapped up like 2 seconds ago.
Yes, it is actually crazy how quickly like the whole of December has gone, really.
I know, and I just feel so zen and chilled that I don't want to lose this.
Yeah, I was just saying to Loz before, I actually feel, so today is the bank holiday Monday, the 3rd of January. And tomorrow everything just kind of goes back to normal. So
except in Scotland, where we get the joy of an extra bank holiday, so we don't actually go back to reality till Wednesday. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Yes, the 2nd is a bank holiday here.
Do you know, I was filling out my new calendar today, and there was a few times where it says bank holiday just for Scotland. And
I know, it's a good place to be living.
It's us.
Like extra bank holiday? Yes, please. Let's go.
It's worth moving just for that, budget.
I know. When are you coming up here? Keep trying.
I know.
So go on, how was it? How was your big day of Christmas?
Yeah, it was lovely, thank you. So we actually had a really good run of it as well. So I'm not sure if on the last episode we had COVID yet in my household.
No, I don't think it had hit at that point.
I think it was the next day. It was the next day we got COVID. So we had COVID and we were out the 22nd of December. So obviously that was pretty rubbish beforehand, but we made, like, since then basically until now, like, we've just had a really magical time, and it's been really chilled. It's so weird because when we obviously had COVID and we didn't go anywhere for 10 days, I was literally like hands on the window to the neighbor, help me,
let me out.
When I know I can go out if I want to, if I need to go out, I can.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I will happily spend the time inside. So we've done some lovely, like, trips and things, but a lot of it has been just us chilling as a family inside. And, yeah.
I think after the end of last year, you kind of need that, don't you, as well? Just like a retake of it all, just...
For the most part, a few minor ones. Aurora is still a question mark in my life. Nothing major going on here. All good. So how was yours, Jade?
It was lovely. Very chilled. We just had the three of us, very calm. Mm-hmm. We just took some biscuits to the fire station, and they opened the door and let him see the fire truck.
Was this on Christmas Day?
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
Everything I ever heard.
Oh, well, I want to kind of instill, like, it's about others as well, because it was very like, where's my presents? As every kid is. So yeah, we kind of did that, and but you know, he got something in return because they opened the fire station doors and showed him the lights and stuff, so that was really cute. So anyone knows Quill, that is his like dream Christmas
that day. That reminds me of, I've said a friend, you know, there is no such thing as a selfless good deed.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly that, because he was like, will they open the door? Will they open the door? So yeah, it was a bit of family entertainment. We're like, what can we do on Christmas Day? Like,
that is lovely, Jade. I absolutely love that you've done that.
Oh, it was nice. And then it was lovely. We travelled back and then had like Christmas part two at my mum's, and then part three at my grandparents. So it's just really nice seeing people. And Simon and I got a lot of like chill time while he was playing with Nana and Grandad. So it was very needed. Yeah, it's just gone so fast. And New Year was just very the same, like very chilled, really. Yeah.
How are you feeling about 2022?
Bring it!
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty excited. To be honest, it felt like just going into next week. I felt weird saying Happy New Year to people. I was like, see you tomorrow. Don't know why. It just didn't feel like a big... I don't know whether you're kind of sensitive after the way the last few years have been. But what about you? Are you excited for 2022?
I am, yeah. I feel really happy, really positive. Yeah, I'm excited for this year.
So I do need to pick your brain, and hopefully this will help someone else's. So Quill is pretty sensory. He has a few, I think, with materials and stuff, and at the moment it's his eczema cream. So honestly, it's like World War III trying to get it on him at the moment. So I know you'd said about the skinnies, and something that's actually has helped today was I have used your children as an example of how well they do.
Oh,
I was like, Ted and Brody and Rory, they have to have their creams multiple times a day, and we're Quill's fairly lucky, is like once or twice and he's fine, and he can go a day or two, you know, it wouldn't massively impact. He just starts to get inflamed. So yeah, and then today he said Ted and Brody have to do this a lot, don't they? I'll do mine now.
Bless him.
Shamed him into doing it. Not sure that's the parenting tip of the year. But yeah, any advice around getting eczema cream from unwilling participants?
So I can only imagine how uncomfortable it is to have. So what we were, what we've always been advised to do is a layer of the emollient, a layer of the steroid, and then another layer of the emollient on top. And that takes, like, obviously you can imagine, like, quite a while to put on.
Those
creams on, it's thick with different ointments.
Yeah.
And it is so greasy. And I don't know if you know, like, yourself, like, when you put clothes on after you've put moisturizer on, for example, or
it feels like tacky,
doesn't it? It doesn't feel comfortable, and it would honestly drive me mad.
I like you've gone in with empathy here. I went in with shame. I did try the empathy approach, I'll just put it out there. Weeks and weeks, and like very sore skin caused by flat out refusal. So I was like,
I know, it's really hard to find the balance, isn't it, of just I mean, in a way we're lucky, because I mean Aurora's skin's mild, she has flares up when she goes to nursery, and I'm sure because kids walking around with bottles, there's contact reactions everywhere. Otherwise she's pretty, you know, she has it on bed. Teddy and Brody have had it on multiple times every single day of their life. Sometimes they might kick up a bit of a fuss because they don't like being mired to death, which but it's all that they've known. And so it's not so, you know, it's kind of the expected that, you know, after the bath you get your creams on, before you put your uniform on, you have your creams on, you know, such a time in the day you need to have your creams on. So it's not so much of a battle for us, and in a way that's helped us.
Because it's been quite a strict routine with it.
Yeah,
it's like, hard as well, because they go through like toddler defiance and stuff. Yes. And, you know, they've got enough to contend with. Yeah. You can understand why they don't want to do things at times.
And don't get me wrong, there are ointment handprints all over my walls. My clothes have been ruined because I have to wrestle them once they put them on because they don't want to come near me. You know, they're just like.
So you do have those moments too.
I don't have those. Like, that is like, I'm not going to say daily, but multiple times a week. These slippy kids, they're hard to catch when they're slippy. Yeah. Through your fingers.
They do. I tend to wear my dressing gown over my clothes now, because then that stops it going on my clothes, at least.
So, Jade, you've got the brains. In this relationship,
I'm going to heavily disagree with that, but you know, thanks.
You have. Because, I just let them ruin my clothes and my walls, and
I should probably be more honest about that, is that I wear my dressing gown 90% of the time over my clothes, so that's what... And then it just was a natural progression that I noticed that actually that's quite handy.
Yes, definitely. But haven't you, what kind of material is your dressing gown? Because for me, fleecy material with ointment just literally knocks me sick.
It's, I don't know. It's just that
like tarot material, or is it fleece?
I just don't care. Like, I think that's just a bit probably too laid back. I sound like a right tramp now.
No, you don't. I'm not. I'm just going in this direction, but here we are. The material of the dressing gown.
Yeah, so that's been
So going back to, sorry, I feel like I've just kind of gone off on one ear, probably have, but the skinny garments, so when they've got the thick ointments on, when you put those very, very tight clothes on, whether it is, I mean, we have skinnies, but I know there are like Clinifast, there's quite a few different versions, isn't there, of the same kind of tight clothes. The clothes don't rub on the skin, and so I feel like it loses a bit of that sensory element.
Ah, right, okay. Might have a look if that continues with it.
Yeah.
And see. Yes, thank you for sharing your wise knowledge there. Hopefully other people will be helped by that as well. Wrestle with it, get the cream on.
The only thing that I've noticed with them is because it's like tight to the skin, you know, when it's like sliding on the skin.
Yeah.
They don't last very long because they get holding, you know, from like pulling them on. And they're not cheap to buy. So it is always worth asking the GP or seeing if it can be done that if you're under a dermatologist.
Makes sense.
So, Jade, there was also something that I wanted to pick your brains about as well, because so as we know, when we had our episode with Faye, who is Rockabye Reflux. We obviously talked about reflux.
Yeah,
that episode. Yeah. So my only experience is when they were like babies, you know, just on the milk and bringing up lots of the milk. Brody recently has started showing some symptoms of, well, what I would consider to be like silent reflux.
Yeah.
He's getting hiccups all the time. He's saying he has to swallow lots. And when I say hiccups, I don't mean like the usual, just like, it's like you can hear it coming from, it sounds very, very sickly.
Yeah,
and the whole body's kind of like,
can you see it around his eyes? Like, I always notice with Quill, it's like his eyes water as well, like he's sort
Do you know, it's funny that you bring up the eyes. When I looked at him, he was so dark under his eyes and he looked very pale, and that was what initially made me think that he was going to be unwell.
Yeah.
And then he started complaining that he felt sick, and then there were these very, very gutly hiccups.
It's twofold. Either a bug is coming your way or...
Yes.
Quill tends to do that before like a bug as well, or he tends to like have it after a non-IgE reaction, so and that can be like a good few days later. Like, we've been really good with his diet over Christmas, but on New Year's Eve we decided like, oh, we'll get him some chips from a chippy, like gluten-free ones they're supposed to be, but must have been something. And then a couple of days later he started like, you know, with the sicky burps and stomach aches and stuff like that. So it does it takes a couple of days. It was like yesterday when it was the worst.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say about the non-IG, because his skin has been particularly bad as well. Yeah,
that's another one that goes like with it. It tends to go hand in hand, like reflux scratching at night.
I mean, you know, like my boy, I don't know if this is like common, but both my boys have like their earlobes almost like split a bit. And I always know when Bro's gonna get ill, because it's like he gets eczema on this earlobe and it like splits and bleeds there.
But then they just have their like vulnerable spots, don't they, of it. Like, I was knowing it for Quill, it's like at the back of his neck, so that's where he scratches, like his tummy's thighs, and behind his ears actually is where he gets it.
Yeah,
it's funny how they all just have like their little
quirks
with it, don't they?
Awesome.
I really hope he is okay tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see how he gets on. I might have a phone call with the GP if he's no better, because he's just not himself at all. And it's funny though, because you can like see it coming. I said a couple of days ago, it was like Brody's skin's flaring quite a lot, like I hope he's not getting poorly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the day later, a couple of days later, he's not very well.
So like there are little signs of things, isn't it?
The immune system starting to, you know, obviously it's fighting something somewhere, and so the skin's maybe, I don't know, taking a hit.
I hope it's okay. Keep us posted.
I will do.
We have a rough time, don't we, bless him.
No.
So over to your massive achievement of Christmas and New Year. It's absolutely amazing. So can you fill us in on what has happened?
Yes, so I wouldn't say this often, but I do actually feel really proud. Like,
good. It's amazing.
I wouldn't say it. Do you know what I mean?
I wholeheartedly know you wouldn't.
My chest. So I better tell you what it is before I'm to tell you about my chest.
I was wondering where that was going.
I was going to say, like, my heart feels so full and it's like bursting out my chest.
Oh, right, okay, that makes sense.
The chest. Ended
with my chest, I wondered.
I'll lead with the chest. What we're talking about is the park sign. So I approached my local councillor. His name is Councillor Ian Roberts at Stockport Council. I wrote to him about June time, June 2021. And I asked him about the allergy awareness park signs that I've seen in America, and if it was something that we could potentially have in the parks local to us. The good parks, I've noticed, like, it's all over the place. Like, they'll have like a cafe or an ice cream van or like a coffee van, and then you see the children on the play equipment with the food that's full of your child's allergens, or it always seems to be that way. But particularly like ice cream for me, you know, when it's running down the cone and it's on the hand, and it just seems to be everywhere, and it's not one child that you can kind of keep your eye on, it's all of them. Because if you can buy your kid an ice cream from the ice cream van, why wouldn't you, you know?
Yeah, it's what we said before, isn't it? It's like, it's that naivety. If you're not aware of allergy, you just it doesn't come into your periphery at all.
Definitely. And so when I asked about the allergy awareness sign, and the councillor, Ian Roberts, that I spoke to, he messaged me back and he was like, he literally said, like, this thought has never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
But I'm interested and I'm willing to help you. And I was like, okay, this is good. Like, this is, you know, I was expecting like an automated message and then like a, I'm very busy, you know, what are you talking about type thing, but and so he said to me, go away, design what you want, tell me what you want on the sign, and then like we'll go from there. So I told him that I wanted something about not eating on the park equipment. I feel like there's many reasons that you wouldn't eat on park equipment anyway, let alone even going into allergy. The thought of, you know, I mean, yeah, choking is one. Two, it's gross. So that was one thing. Being aware of like having food proteins on your hands, and then you go and touch everything. So hand washing and using sort of designated areas to eat. And just kind of like raising awareness in general by having the park sign, he was like, yep, all those are absolutely fine. Like, I'm happy to go with that. Can your children make some artwork to go on it?
So cute.
So I was like, wow, like, I love that idea. So at the time, my children were 4, 2, and 10 months. So they weren't really up to designing a full poster. Recruited a good friend of ours who lives locally, she's a bit older, Elsie. She's in year 4. I'm not sure how old that. Oh, sorry, she's in year 3. I'm not sure how old that makes her now. 7 or 8. But she was able to design the whole poster, and then Teddy coloured it in. So it was a team effort, and it was nice that they had a contribution towards it as well. He was like, okay, leave it with me. This was July. And I did leave it with him, and then it kind of like the months tick by, and you don't want to pester, you don't want him either. But also you want to know what's going on. And I messaged him in November, and he got back to me, and he said, yeah, it's been made, it's going to be up by the end of the year. And there it was.
And that is so lovely.
Yeah. And then literally, oh my God, it was so embarrassing in the park because I've been a few times to look for it.
Yeah.
And it hadn't been there. So when we went and it was there, and like it was nice because Loz was there.
Oh, I bet you were so emotional.
The sign is here. And Loz was just like watching the kids playing, and I was like, the sign is here. Everybody we all came running over. I was crying, taking photographs of the gate. Other people in the park were just like, what? But I was literally my chest off.
It's amazing, and you know, obviously quite a few people since have got wind of it, and you know, sharing how amazing it is as well, because I saw the blog that you had to do for Natasha Foundation as well.
So that was, yeah, crying in Tesco said that they wanted to do like a post on it, and they wrote such lovely things, and I feel like so I was obviously in the sign, so when I saw the sign, my emotions were, you know, I was buzzing for the sign, but I didn't expect everyone else to be buzzing for the sign, and that made me even more buzzing. Do you know what I mean?
It's such a lovely thing to see that you've used your voice, you've like gone out there, promoted, advocated for our children and to help make it safer, and now you're trying to get other people to do the same thing as well, aren't you?
Yeah, so I've written a blog post, which is kind of like the how and the why behind the sign, but I have shared an editable document, which is the original letter that I sent to Ian Roberts, my counsellor. So you can kind of, all you need to do is like put your name, counsel's name in, put your area in, and then you can edit that and send it on, and it saves. So I feel like I'm rambling a little bit now, but I wanted to approach my counselor about this about 3 or 4 years ago, and to me the thought of writing the letter was just a bit daunting, and it just seemed like a task. And so I'm sure other people feel the same way. So if it's just a simple case of editing your name and your area and your park, it might seem like less of a task, and it might seem like a more achievable task.
It absolutely does, because obviously we moved up here, and to be honest, the site isn't, you know, sometimes in Stockport they had like signs about not eating around the play park or whatever, but there is nothing around here. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we definitely need to get on this, and then another week goes by, another week, and then it took me like 2 minutes to do it. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I think things like that can seem so big, but they're actually, once you do it, like once I actually emailed it, it wasn't a big deal, do you know?
Yeah.
So that document is available on the blog, and the link's on my Instagram page, but I'll share it to the podcast in Instagram as well.
Yeah, and you know, as well, like some people were saying about, you know, what, hospital waiting rooms and in play areas and stuff.
Yeah.
Use your voices, send it to those places. You see it. Our children rely on us doing this.
Definitely.
And this is something that we can actually do and use our voices to make a change like this. And I think when you see it actually happen, it makes you more excited. Like these things do change if you use your voice.
Yeah. Teddy's school has actually, well, they've said they're going to approach the camp playground as well.
That's amazing.
I don't know if I said if it's under the same council or not. So yeah, hopefully it'll be something that we can see. Now the sign has been made, especially for this, like the Stockport area. I don't see any reason why that couldn't be put elsewhere.
No, absolutely not. I think it's great to have it everywhere now.
Fingers crossed.
Come on, we can do it. We can make the UK allergy friendly place.
Yay!
Yeah, but huge well done. We're very proud of you.
Oh, make me cry again.
I know, you know, there's so much going on, but you always trailblaze for your children and for our allergy children. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And I have been involved with is setting up a local support group within the Stockport community. So Jade, would you like to tell us a little bit about what we've been doing?
Go on then. If I just said no, what would we do though?
Yeah, then I would just be like, okay, bye.
So I guess it was when Kate and I first met, wasn't it, again? And yeah, we got talking. And I think at the heart of it is when I look back to any sort of really difficult time I've had with my own mental health, it's been when I felt really isolated in mm-hmm. something going on, and going through Quill's allergies when he was little really impacted that. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to help other people who were feeling that way, because I knew we couldn't be the only ones, because it was like I met you and I was like, oh my god, yeah, there's someone else who gets it, like, you know, we've spoken before about that feeling of just someone who knows how tough it can be. And also to sort of safeguard our children's mental health as well, because it's so lovely when we've got them on the park meets and got them together, and they know instantly, you know, you don't just share your snacks, or we talk beforehand to make sure we've got a safe snack or something, so you know they're not alone as well, which is really nice. So yeah, we completely and utterly wung it, and we set up. Unfortunately, COVID hit straight away after our first physical meetup, didn't it? So we went digital, and that was lovely, and you know, it got us connected, and we had the WhatsApp group, and since then it's kind of grown and grown. And you know, obviously I've moved now, so I've taken a step back within the Stockport side, and you guys are, that is blossoming.
Yeah,
you, isn't it?
No, it is. Once it's funny, because kind of like the bigger it gets, the more people that hear about it. And then, yeah, the WhatsApp group is, it feels very safe within the WhatsApp group, because you know that the people that you're talking to have all had, well, someone in the group will have had a similar experience to you.
Yeah.
And it feels a bit more intimate than like using other social media like Facebook or what. Not WhatsApp, obviously.
I know what you mean. It really does. And even though I'm still a part of it, even though we're up here, but it's just, you know, we've had some really difficult days in like November, December time, and just knowing that I could put a message out there and someone, you know, at some point would pick it up and just connect with like that and say, you know, it's hard, we're here. And that just makes the world of difference.
Yeah.
So I think our hope is we want to try and get the Free From Mummies support groups everywhere, you know. So our next project will be where I am. So if anyone is listening and they're in the Edinburgh or Lothians area, then I am looking to try and get one going up here again. Again, I don't know why I said again, because to my knowledge we haven't got one, but I'd like to get one going, should I say. Oh dear. So yeah, please get in touch either via our Instagram page or via email, the freefrommummiespodcast@gmail.com, and help me make it a reality. And the same goes for anyone across the UK who, you know, wants a little guidance in how to get a support group going. You know, we can share what we've done, how it works. You know, it doesn't need to be a big commitment. It's just by finding and connecting with like-minded people and building it from there, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah, it definitely is. And sorry about that. So we were just interrupted by all three of my children who are all still awake at 20 to 8 at night. So so we were just saying about the local support groups there. So yeah, if you would like to set one up for your local area, please do get in touch, because like we said with the park sign, it can seem a bit overwhelming and a bit daunting. We give you kind of like the steps of how we did it and the resources that we've already made. It might make it more of an achievable task.
And the thing with it as well though is we always said, you know, our families come first, we give it as much as we can, but we don't prioritize it over our like family or our well-being. So you know, we some weeks it would get neglected, some weeks we'd be on fire with it. So you know, don't feel like you have to give 9 to 5 hours with it. It can work on just a, you know, an hour or two each week.
Yeah,
not even that.
With like even with doing the podcast with our guests, we'd send out some information, and on that we say, you know, if our kids are ill the night that we've planned to record, we will be cancelling that recording. And it's as simple as that, you know. Family comes first and everyone has their own priorities. And Jade and I, it's part of the reason, Jade, why I feel like we work so well, because we're just on the same wavelength with it all.
Yeah, the one that no one else is on.
We're on our own individual wavelength.
So no one else could cope. But yeah, no, we are. And we do. And just honesty, isn't it, throughout, really?
Yeah, exactly that.
So if anyone's listening and is also on the same wavelength in Edinburgh and Lothians, hello. Come join us.
Oh, Jade, it's been so nice to do this again.
I know, I have genuinely missed it, even though, to be honest, it feels like 2 seconds from that last episode. But yeah, I've had such a laugh again tonight doing this one.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season and some of the exciting guests we've got going on.
Yeah, so we've already got quite a few exciting people lined up.
Send us any suggestions as well, because we're always open to hearing who you'd like to have on the podcast, or if you yourself would like to be on the podcast.
Then, yeah, if you feel like you've got anything that you would like to add, please do get in touch. We'd love to have you.
Au revoir.
Today's tip is brought to you by my very own husband, Lars. I think this is a great tip. We did not discuss this beforehand, so yep, well proud of you, Lars. Love it. Thanks so much.
My tip would be something that I don't especially do very well myself, but I see it done better in others, including Kate, other mums, the children's grandma does it really well, and that's to challenge medical opinions. When you're in the doctors, and obviously it doesn't happen all the time, but when you get someone who's a bit dismissive or giving you off-the-shelf advice, to trust your own gut instinct more than anything else, and not to leave until you're satisfied. Ask those questions, don't let them burn in your mind, and you know, live to sort of regret it, really. And that's what I'll take forward this year, if I'm next in that position, when I'm next in that position, just to keep explaining and just go with my gut. And that's certainly some advice that I would pass on to other parents, especially new parents or parents of children with, you know, newly diagnosed allergies, to do that, and that'll certainly lead to better results.
Thank you for joining us for episode 1 of series 2. We are so happy to be back, and Jade and I had an absolute ball recording this episode. There were lots of bloopers, there was lots we had to cut out, but it really just highlighted how much fun and enjoyment we have through doing this, and we hope that you do in listening to it too. And we have some amazing guests lined up through this season already. Cannot wait to bring those episodes to you. As always, if you have any questions or you'd like to get in touch, or there's anything that you would like us to feature through this series, please do send us an email. You can get us at the Free From Mummies Podcast at gmail.com, or you can also find us on Instagram at the Free From Mummies Podcast. Thank you so much, and we hope you'll join us again soon. Bye.